This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Work is beginning at the state capitol in a new legislative session. Leaders of both parties say the focus needs to be on Colorado's cost of living. Democrats passed a temporary property tax bill during a special session in the fall, but Senate President Steve Fenberg says more needs to be done.
We still need a long-term solution that avoids us getting into this predicament in the future, and that's ongoing.
Governor Polis lays out his agenda for this new session in his State of the State address. We will carry that live this morning at 11. A former Loveland police officer who assaulted an elderly dementia patient has been denied parole. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Austin Hopp is serving a 5-year sentence for his role in the 2020 arrest of Karen Garner. He and another officer threw the 73-year-old to the ground after she took merchandise from a nearby Walmart. She suffered from dementia and passed away last November. Hopp's parole was deferred until 2025. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
NASA is delaying plans to send astronauts back to the moon on a spacecraft designed in Colorado by Lockheed Martin. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
NASA was planning to send a crew to orbit the moon in November. Now they say that will happen in October 2025. The missions are part of NASA's Artemis program, aiming to return people to the moon, including the first woman. NASA is delaying the missions to fix problems that came up during 2022's unmanned mission, including concerns about the spaceship's heat shield. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Broomfield-based Crocs, known for their distinctive footwear, says 2023 was a record year. The company forecasts that they will have nearly $4 billion in revenue for 2023. That's 11% higher than revenues the year before. The company says it expects revenue to increase at a slower rate this year. This is CPR News and KRCC.